Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Ngithande ukuthatha leli thuba lokuthi ngibonye uJonga Kantemiri ngokusinika izindaba ngolimi lwesiShona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kuStudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 19 Nkwenkwezi 2023 ngu-Prophet Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Okuningi okumaphathelene lesekelo sombuso lethu kuqhubekele phambili ku-implementwa, ikakhulu indaba esingekho kujabula ngayo kakhulu yindaba le e-devolution. I-devolution isalele emuva, sifisa ukuthini abantu bazivuse ngezigaba ngezigaba.
Ele Zimbabwe linanza iminyaka elishumi yokulotshwa kutsha kwesisekelo sombuso. Abasilobayo besithi uZulu kumele asisebenzise ngokugcweleyo ukuze amalungelo oluntu alondolozwe.
Kuningi okumele sikwenze ukuthi intathele izindaba zethu zibe ngezivikelekileyo kulolu hlalo. Okwakhathesi sesikhulumisana la mabandla ezombangazwe ukuthi labo bazinikele ukuthi hayi, intathele izindaba aziyi kuhlukunyezwa.
Intathele izindaba zigala ngokuhlutshwa lokuhlukunyezwa ngezikhathi zokhetho. Uhulumende weZimbabwe yena isithi umatatasa ukulungisisa inhlupho ezibhekane lentathele izindaba ukuze zisebenze zikhululekile. Abenhlanganiso ye-New Apostolic Church Relief Organization basungule uhlelo lokuholisa izakhamizi zewandle ukudla okwakha umzimba. Zonke lezi ndaba leziningi lizo zizwa kulo msakazo. Ele Zimbabwe linanza iminyaka elishumi yokulotshwa kutsha kwesekelo sombuso welizwe. Abasilobayo besithi uZulu kumele asisebenzise ngokugcweleyo ukuze amalungelo oluntu alondolozwe. Abanye njalo ngabakhuthaza ukuthi kumele isisekelo sombuso sifundiswe ezikolo ukuze abantwana basijwayele besesebancane. Umlondolozi Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni oqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ye-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition owenzelwe eHarare, lapho okukhulume khona omnumzana Douglas Monzora loPho Mangwana, bona ababe ngabagcini sihlalo bekomiti yepharlamende eyalawula ukulotshwa kwesisekelo sombuso lesi ngomnyaka ka-2013 e-Constitutional Parliamentary Committee, COPAC. UMonzora noMangwana bathi isisekelo lesi sinikeza uZulu amandla phansi wesigaba samalungelo oluntu loba i-Bill of Rights, njalo nxa uqathaniswa lamanye amazwe isisekelo sombuso weZimbabwe singcono kakhulu, kodwa okufunakala ukuba sifundise uZulu wonke okugoqela lezikolo. Ummeli weMazwe North edayile ePhalamende umnumzana Fortune Chasi ngobunye wabakhuthaza ukufundiswa kwesisekelo sombuso ezikolo.
Bona kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi indaba ye-constitution ne-constitutionalism ukuthi sikhathi sikufundisa abantwana besabancane e-creche ive laku-grade 1. Abantwana babekwazi ukuthi i-constitution ithoni, amalungelo abo ami kanjani.
Ummeli weWangeCentral umnumzana Daniel Monokeli uthi kuyajabulisa ukuba ilizwe lesisekelo sombuso esenziwa nguZulu weZimbabwe sithi kumele isisekelo lesi silandelwe.
Okuningi okumaphathelene lesisekelo sombuso lesi kuqhubekele phambili ku-implementwa, ikakhulu indaba esingekho kujabula ngayo kakhulu yindaba le e-devolution. I-devolution isalele emuva, sifisa ukuthini abantu bazivuse ngezigaba ngezigaba.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Witness Dube owebandla le-MTCT, yena othi kumele uhulumende aqale ukulandela isisekelo lanxa eminye imithetho ingakalolongwa ukuba ihambelane laso.
Khonoko ikakhulu kuyatshengisa ukuthi hatshi asikafiki ama-local authorities lokhe ephiwa amandla nguminista ukuthi akwanise ukusebenza okuyinto i-constitution engakuvumiyo.
Obemele uhulumende kulumbuthano unkosikazi Mtando Hlabangana Uthe uhulumende uzimisele ukulandela isisekelo esithi uphakathi komsebenzi wokuba imithetho yonke ihambelane lesisekelo sombuso.
The Ministry of Justice, who is the coordinator of the alignment process.
Phakathi komsebenzi wokwenza ukuba imithetho ihambelane lesisekelo sombuso, loba nje ugatsha lwethu luyilo olwenza lokhu, ingatsha zaleyo mithetho yizo eziqala uhlelo lolu.
Isisekelo sombuso saqala ukusebenza ngonkwenkwezi ngomnyaka ka-2013, kodwa okumangalisa abaningi kuba sesiguqulwe kabili sinikezwa umongameli amandla okukhetha umahluli omkhulu womthethwandaba waphezulu nabalandeli bakhe. Kulokuthi lokhu kwenziwe lidayi lephalamende, abanye bathi loba nje ilizwe lesisekelo esisha, okuqakathekileyo ukuba uhulumende usebenzisa njani hatshi ukuba sile mthetho emisha loba hatshi kule mthetho efika amakhulu amathathu 300 okumele ilolongwe ukuze ihambelane yalokho okumunyethwe yisisekelo sombuso welizwe. Ngimele iSithu 7 News eHarare, ngimnodolozi Ndlovu.
Uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi uMatasatasa ukulungisisa inhlupho yezibhekane lentatheli izindaba ukuze zisebenze zikhululekile. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho olukhulu lokudinga inkokheli yelizwe ethi amakhansela, amalunga edale lephalamende kanye lomongameli oluqhutshwa lonyaka. Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Lokhu kuvezwe ngumsekeli kamphathintambo wezokwethulwa kwemibiko uKindness Baraza emhlanganweni obuqoqwe ngabemisa Zimbabwe ngokubonisana ngamalungiselelo entatheli izindaba emsebenzini wazo yesikhathi sokhetho olukhulu lwalonyaka. UBaraza uxwayise intatheli izindaba ukuba zisebenze zilandela umthetho njalo zingaze zaya lapho ezinganxuswanga khona.
Musazifosela kwenda kwamsindadiwe.
Lingayi lapho elinganxuswanga khona.
Unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso entatheli izindaba eyeZimbabwe Union of Journalists uPerfect Hlongwane uveze ukukhathazeka ngamazwi kaParadza ukuthi intatheli izindaba kumele ziye emkhosini lapho eziyabe zinxuswe khona kuphela.
Phela thina sinxuswa isisekelo sombuso, yiso esisinxuswayo njengentatheli. Ngoba phela khumbula ukuthi sililihlo, siyindlebe njalo yomphakathi. Ngakho ke konke lokhu okwenzakalayo kufanele ukuthi sazise umphakathi. Kodwa siyazi thina ukuthi nxa sikhuluma ngalokho esingathi thina ngesiNgisi yi-private function, siyakwazi ukuthi kumi njani. Kodwa amalunga wonke asemahofisini esingathi thina ngamahofisi omphakathi, public, kufanele ukuthi sazi phela ukuthi kwenzakalani. Ngoba kaninginingi basebenzisa imali zomphakathi ukuthi benze lezi nhlelo.
Esekhuluma ngamalungiselelo okhetho olukhulu lwalonyaka lokuvikeleka kwazo, uHlongwane uthi usasekhona umsebenzi kulolo hlangothi.
Kuningi okumele sikwenze ukuthi intathele izindaba zethu zibe ngezivikelekileyo kulolo hlangothi. Okwakhathesi sesikhulumisana lamabandla ezombangazwe ukuthi labo bazinikele ukuthi hayi, intathele izindaba aziyi kuhlukunyezwa.
Enye intathele izindaba ebikulo mhlangano, uLeopold Munende, uchasisa ngenkinga eziningi ezibhekane lentathele izindaba.
Ukufuze kube lethwa yi-National Employment Council ehle ikhulume ikwenze kube segcekeni ukuthi intatheli izindaba zikhola imali engakanani, azivunyelwa ukuhola imali ephansi kwengakanani.
Isikhulumeli samapholisa u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi ulandisa ngamalungiselelo asebewenzile.
Ngiyathanda ukutshela uZulu ukuthi uLesikomthe jikelele wamapholisa uCommissioner General Matanga usefake icommittee esithina Zimbabwe Republic Police 2023 Harmonized Relations Committee. Icommittee leyo bazabhoda elizweni lonke bekhuluma lama-police commanders ukuthi basebenze kuhle lesithethele izindaba. Kungaba le problem sonke sihlale phansi sikhulume. So cela kakhulu isithethele izindaba lama-political parties ukuthi bahlangane bakhulume le-committee leyo.
Esinye isiphathamandla seZimbabwe Media Commission, uMnumzana Academic Namora, uthi lanxa kule nkinga eziningi ezifana lokuswelakala kwempahla yokusebenzisa, babona sengathi intatheli izindaba zilungiselele kuhle ukuloba ngokhetho lwalonyaka. UMnumzana Chinamora uphinde wathi kusukela kukhetho luka-2013 kuze kube khathesi, sekulamaphephandaba, imisakazo, omabonakude kanye lamaphephandaba ebulenjini be-intanethi. Wonke amabandla azaphatheka kukhetho azothola ithuba lokuzikhankasela kumbe ukuxoxa indaba zawo. Kodwa abanye abalwela amalungelo oluntu kanye labamabandla aphikisayo bathi imithetho efana le-Data Protection Act kanye le-Freedom of Information Act ingumgoqo emsebenzini wentatheli zindaba. Umhlangano walamhla owenzelwe ewoteleni yeMonomotapa eHarare ungenwe ngabameli bamabandla ezombusazwe agoqela iZANU-PF, Citizens Coalition for Change nabe-MDCT. Abaphephetha izindaba labo bebekhona emhlanganweni lo kanye labasesipholiseni lababona ngokubhaliswa kwazo intatheli zindaba abeZimbabwe Media Commission. Ngakolunye udaba olufanayo, lamhla kobulawayo inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Editors Forum ibambisane leVoluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe bebexoxa ngokhetho oluzayo luka-2023 kanye labahleli mayelana lokuziphatha kwentatheli zindaba kanye lokhetho lemithetho yentatheli zindaba njengoba intatheli zindaba zidlala indima eqakathekileyo ezinhlelweni zokhetho. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Abasakhulayo abesifazane baseZimbabwe bebethe gwaqa emhlanganeni wayizolo kukhulumisana kabanzi la ngokucebisana ngokuphatheka kwabo kwezombusazwe. Abasakhulayo labakhubazekileyo kulungiselelwa ukhetho olukhulu lwalo nyaka. Anastasia Ndlovu usipha lolu daba.
Umhlangano owenzelwe eBulawayo Club uqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ePlan International imanyene leWomen Institute of Leadership Development leBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Kuvele ukuba iningi labesifazana bakhala ngokuthi sebenanzelele ukuthi ukhetho lwalonyaka soluhle lwabavalela phandle ngemigoqo esivele yabakhona efana lokuthi imali ezifunakalayo ukubhalisa ukuncintisa lezokukhankasa kusobala kibo ukuthi abasoze bazenelise. Omunye osakhulayo besifazana ophatheka kwezombusazwe unkosazana Jacqueline Ndlovu uthi okwamanje ezweni akukavundi ukuba omama bangene kwezombusazwe kodwa abaqinise bengayekeli.
Njengomama osamutsha nginezikhangelelo ezithile ukuthi lami ngikwanise ukuphatheka kulolu khetho. Olokuqala kwakhona ngikhangelele yona udaba lwama-nomination fees. Udaba lwama-nomination fees lolusungulwa luhlabayo kumbe singakuthi ngameva ekuphathekeni kwabomama kwezombusazwe.
Unkosazana Sukoluhle Mhlanga okhubazekileyo uthi ulwazi mayelana lokhetho aluhambisani lesimo sabakhubazekileyo. Unkosikazi Nokuthula Dube osuka ePlumtree uthi bakhangelelwa phansi kwezombusazwe eZimbabwe.
Omama bakhangelelwa phansi, abanye bahlukunyezwa entweni abazezithi bazenze abangobaba. Njengakhathi esuku nje kumele kube nezimali eziphuma ukuthi zokuthi nomama kasilazo kodwa obaba bayakwazi ukuzithola.
Umnumzana Witness Dube webandla le-MDC uthi ilizwe alikalungeli ukuba lokhetho olukhululekileyo.
Yikho sibona nje sihambise udaba lwe-delimitation e-constitutional court. I-constitutional court yafika yangalubambi.
Osakhula webandla le-ZANU-PF obona ngezokukhutshwa kwemibiko umnumzana Addington Mpofu uthi ibandla lakhe selilungele ukungena kukhetho.
And also in terms of favoring of the ruling party, I don't see where we are favored.
Ukhetho lomnyaka ka-2018 abe-commission ebona ngezokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission iZEC bethula umbiko othi abesifazana abangaba yisilinganiso sokulitshumi lanhlanu ekhulwini 15% yibo abenelisa ukuncintisa kukhetho. Inkuthazo yamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations kanye leyomanyano wamazwe abensundu e-African Union aphuma lezibopho zokuthi amazwe wonke kumele akhuthalele ukuthi abesifazana babe yingxenye yekhulu eze 50-50. Sokusele inyanga ezimbili ezizayo ukuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho lwalonyaka. Ingcwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe lamalungelo abesifazana zithi sokusobala ukuthi kukhetho lwalonyaka leli nani lizakwehla okwamagama ngoba abasakhulayo abesifazana nabantu abakhubazekileyo bakhala ngemigoqo evele isibavimbela phandle lanxa belesifiso sokungena kwezombusazwe. Limigoqo igoqela ukuselakala kwemali edingekayo ukuba umuntu abhalise ukuncintisa kanye lokukhankasa udlakela oluqondiswe kwabesifazana, ukuhlukuluzwa ngokuhlambazwa lokunye. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abenhlanganiso eNew Apostolic Church Relief Organization basungule uhlelo lokwabela izakhamizi zeWangi ukudla okwakha umzimba ngemva kokunanzelela ukuba iningi labantu emangweni lo libhekane lendlala enkulu ebangelwa ikwehla kwesivuno eminyakeni edluleyo. Lesi simo sendlala sibikwa sidalwa yikungasani kuhle kwezulu kungenxa yokuguquka komkhathi kanye lodubo lokudlelwa izilimo zinyamazana zendle osukuvamile ezabeleni eziningi zelizwe. Unokuthi abadlamini usethulela lolu daba eseVictoria Falls.
Esethula lolu hlelo ebandleni lokholo eleNew Apostolic Church lamuhla, umnumzana Frederick Mafira uveze ukuba usizo lokudla kwelambazi leli luza kwabelwa abantu abangabazinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amane lengxenye ngenyanga eVictoria Falls laseziqintini eziseduzane laleli dolobho ezemaphandleni. Uqhubeke echasisa ukuthi kuyini sibisibili okwabafuqayo ukuba basungule lolu hlelo ngemva kokuhlangana lomama owayesithi abantu abakhe badla ilatsha nxa beza kuya esikolo lakho mhlazana likhona.
Asesithi umntwana yahamba esikolo kwesikhathi bengadli isithwala santambama, singasala yiso asithwalayo ehambela sesikolo. Kodwa nxa singasalanga uhamba esikolo engathwalanga lutho, ebese siyacela ukudla kwabanye abantwana besikolo bencedise. Sasesibona ukuthi kufanele ukuthi siyisize ngeporridge leyi. Sasesibabiza saba lomhlangano, sasesithi abafundisi umsebenzi wawo ngokuthi bekhangela abantu abaswelayo emachurch abo, abantu abagogekileyo, abakhulileyo, abantu abangezwa kuhle emzimbeni, yibo abantu esibafunayo ukuthi sibancedise phakathi kohlelo lolo.
Umfundisi Moses Chiphatsa owebandla le-Apostolic Faith Mission emangweni weLupinyo ngomunye obeze ukuzoholela ibandla lakhe.
Uhlupho olukhona ikakhulu ngolwendlala, ngoba indawo yethu ngendaba ye-climate change abantu abavuni okude kungabaphilisa, njalo bengazi befuna okuncane bangathola khona lokho okuncane okuyabe kukhona kule problem yezinyamazana. Ziyabuya zidla amabele, abantu bethole izinto ezilutshwane.
Unkosikazi Margaret Ngunda osebenzela kuleso sabelo phansi kohlangothi lwe-social welfare uthi uhlupho oluvame kakhulu ngolokusweleka kwempuphu kulabo abampofu, abagulayo labakhubazekileyo.
Into kakhulu abaziswelayo uyathola ukuthi kuyabe ngelampuphu, omunye umntwana uyabe enjani, swele ukudla even esiye esikolo.
Uhulumende weMelika ngaphansi kwenhlelo ze-USAID kuphenyo abalwenzayo olweZimbabwe Food Security Desk Research, Matabeleland North Province, babika ukuba iningi kalitholi ukudla okwakha umzimba okufana lendumba, amaqanda kanye lenyama. Lokhu kwagcizelelwa njalo ngabeZimbabwe Vulnerability Assessment abathola impumela ethi sabelo lesinjalo silensane eziningi ezingakhuli kuhle kungenxa yokuswela ukudla okwakha umzimba okungahambelani okukhangelelwe luhlangothi lwenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe womhlaba olubonwa ngezempilakahle olwe-World Health Organization. Ingqobe yachiyelwa uhulumende ukuba akhangele lesi sabelo ngalabo kunye nabomama abazithweleyo ukuze kwenqatshelwe udubo lokubeletha insana ezingelamzimba owakhekileyo. Abenhlanganiso e-UNICEF babika ukuba eZimbabwe kulabantu abangaba izigidi phose ezithoba minwe mibili 7.7 abhekane lendlala, njalo udubo lolu lubangelwa yisimo somnotho lesivuno esiphansi esidalwa yokungani kuhle kwezulu ngenxa yokuguquka kwamkhathi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseVictoria Falls, nginguNokuthi Abadlamini.
Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, inkokheli yamazwe athuthukileyo omhlaba angamalunga enhlanganiso ye-Group of Seven kumbe G7 egoqela umongameli Joe Biden wele Melika ibithe gwaqa namhlanje emhlanganweni owenzelwe edolobheni eleHiroshima kwele Japan. Lo mhlangano wamalanga amathathu ujonge uhlaziya ukusabalala emazweni wonke womhlaba okwenziwa ngele China kanye lokulwisana okukhona phakathi kwele Russia lewe Ukraine. Izigaba ezingumakhelwana zakhonapha kwele Melika ezithi iNew York leNew Jersey zibikwa seziqinisa umkhankaso wazo kuncintisa ukuthi zithole lazo ithuba lokuqhuba ifinal yomdlalo omkhulu wenguqu wamazwe womhlaba iWorld Cup final eyomnyaka oka-2026. Izakhamizi zeChangwa eLenyabane kuward 1 eBulilima East zithi ziphakathi kokuqhuba inhlelo zentuthuko eziningi njalo ezinkulu ngenhloso yokuthi lindawo ibe yiyo ehamba phambili kwezentuthuko emangweni wePlumtree. UThuso Khumalo ukhuluma lezakhamizi zakule indawo ezinye zazo esezisebenza kule South Africa.
Emnyakeni embalwa izakhamizi lezi ziqale ngokwakha iklinika yazo eNyabane. Qede lapho zisungule uhlelo lokwakha idamu lenono. Leli damu selaphela kanti seligcwele phamu amanzi asesetshenziswa izakhamizi lesifuyo. Isakamusa kulumango umnumzana Gretman Khwebo ohlala kwesikhathini uthi njengezakhamizi baziqhenya kakhulu ngoba intuthuko yabo le isibaphe umfutho wokwakha amanye amadamu imigwaqo amabholoho lesikolo.
Sikhangela ukuthi maybe within next 2 years or 3 years or kusiya ku 4 years somewhere there. Lezi zinto ziqakatheke kakhulu amadamu, amaklinika, ama bridges bese sikuqedile. Kanti akusiko kodwa silama developments ezikolweni futhi. Silenhlangano ezifana nje zokusponsor abantwana besikolo laphana ngamabhuku kanye lokuncedisa iSDC ngezimali nyana ukuthi kuyakho ama block landana. Vele njengakutsho ukuthi especially kithi ngapha under ward 1 isikhathini. Hayi abantu impela bayazenzela.
Umnumzana Mgwebu uthi izakhamizi yizo ezikhipha imali entuthuko le kanye lezinto zokusebenzisa kanti njalo yizo eziza zizokwenza imisebenzi mathupha. Esinye sakamuzi sale indawo umnumzana Enoch Ncube uthi sebesungule uhlelo lokuxenda umgwaqo ovelela koshila udabula ebhukwini likamahlambana uze uyechaphela eNyabane.
Siyacenta ngoba amakhona semabi isihlahla sesemgwaqweni uyaqaba ukuchaya inkomo loba umuntu loba imoto azichayane. So ngabo lwesine sihlangana ngabo 8 etreni siyachayisa abo 10 11 ngolwesibili ngabo 8 ekuseni sihlangana edamu lika Terekita siyasusa izihlahla khapha siyacenta siyacenta ukuthi kuvuleke kungabi lezi zihlahla ngoba idamu lelana lingasidabukela.
Unkosazana Rejoice Moyo ohlala eChangwa phansi kwaSobhuku uMahlambana uthi labo njengabafundi abafunde kulezo ndawo baphakathi kokuthuthukisa isikolo.
Sibe lama donations athuthukisa isikolo saphumelelisa. Kulama donations eThosa community siye sayakha iblock yeclass eclassroom yabantwana sizakhela thina sizakhamuzi and then sabuya sayakha idem likaNunu siyiproject njalo sibambisene nabazali labo bonke abaphumelelisayo. Manje sifuna ukuyakha ama bridge from Koshila ukhuphuka usenyabani.
Izakhamizi lezi zinxusa bonke abafisa ukuphathisa kule ntuthuko ngemali, amathalakitha, imitshina yokugebha, izamende, insimbi zokuqinisa amabholoho, laloba yini engenza inhlolo zabo zentuthuko lezi ziphumelele zonke. Nomelethulo 7, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
What a Friday, I'm 7 to 14, what a Friday.
Uhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silomculi womdumo kaMasikandi uForward Ncube yena owaziwa njalo ngegama lokuthi Mlindeni Happy Boy. Mlindeni udabuka eKhezi kodwa okwamanje ucula esebenzela ewele South Africa. Lapha ke ucoxa lo Ntombamile Nkomo wa Studio 7 ngedlalade lakhe elisha elilesihloko esithi ngelifa lezinja.
Ngibonge msakazi wami, angiqale ngokubingelela wena ekhaya kusekhezi endaweni yaseLusi indone ngiphethe laphana uMalaba. Kusho ukuthi la emculweni msakazi wami ngifike 2018 la ebe ngihamba khona namaqembu amabili, iqembu lezingqabutho neqembu lamashama. Kwathi 2022 ngoDisemba ngavula elami iqembu engizibiza khona ngomlilini Happy Boy Line, ngenze khona iEP lengoma ezingu-4 ngaphakathi eyiyo esasekhona namanje engisayiphusha.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Ngabala nje kuzonke indawo edayisa umculo la online, ziyatholakala iy'ngoma zami. Kubeze ukuthi abafuna ama-CD bengaxhumana nami, ngiyatholakala kuFacebook lindeni Happy Boy Music ipage lami lelo. Bese ngithi inamba yami engitholakala kuyo eka WhatsApp noma ungifonela ithi 062 260 0609. Ngise-South Africa, ikhona la engibambabamba khona nami.
Ubatshiyela wapha amazwi abalandeli?
Bani bakithi, siyayidinga kakhulu isapoti yenu, ibaluleke kakhulu kithi. Siyacela impela nisibonise uthando lwenu, nisisapote. Sicela iy'ngoma zethu nizidlale laphana ku-YouTube, nisubscribe ukuze sikhule siye phambili. Ngicele futhi nabahleli bemcimbi noma ngithi kuye wonke umuntu nje mhlawumbe oye enza imicimbi ukubana bengasikhohlwa, mbe ngicele nabasakazi lapha kuma-radio station ukubana bengasikhohlwa futhi iy'ngoma zethu bezidlale laphana emsakazweni. Ngiyabonga msakazi wami.
Thembali ukhosile umculo kaMlindeni Happy Boy, lapha ke ucula umculo kaMasikandi. Lingakhohlwa ke ukubana ku-Live Talk lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sikhangela amalungiselelo okhetho lwalonyaka. Sigxile ekuhlaziyeni ukuthi inhlangothi zempilo ezijiyeneyo sezilungele na ukuqhutshwa kwalolu khetho okugoqela lentatheli zindaba. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo uPraxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.